Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. 20 people killed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir in firing on protesters. India terms so-called assembly polls in POJK a cosmetic exercise to camouflage illegal occupation. Uganda declared free of Ebola following recovery and discharge of last known patient. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meets US President Donald Trump in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also scheduled to meet with President Trump later today. At ISSF Shooting World Cup, Indian pair of Sonam Uttamaskar and Himanshu Dhillon clinch bronze medal in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event. In Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, at least 20 people have been killed and several others injured after Pakistani security forces opened fire on protesters during a long march organized by the Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, at Rawalkot yesterday. According to reports, several of the injured are in critical condition, raising fears that the death toll may rise. The violence coincided with the first phase of so-called legislative assembly elections held in POJK yesterday. Pakistani authorities are primarily targeting the groups calling for boycott of the ongoing polls. In a social media post, JAAC accused the authorities of suppressing peaceful protests and undermining the democratic process through electoral rigging, political interference, and systematic curbs on democratic rights. Meanwhile, India has termed the so-called legislative assembly elections being conducted in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, a cosmetic exercise by Islamabad to camouflage its illegal occupation and hide its grave human rights violations in the region. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh are integral and inalienable parts of India.
The entire Union territories of Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh, including the areas currently under illegal and forcible occupation of Pakistan, are integral and inedible parts of India. The current cosmetic electoral exercise is nothing but an attempt by Pakistan to camouflage its illegal occupation and hide its grave human rights violations in the region. The ongoing mass protests in the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir are the direct consequences of its economic exploitation, denial of fundamental rights to the people and their administrative oppression.
The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA, today said that 57 people were killed and 342 injured in cross-border violence between 1st of April and 30th of June, with all recorded civilian casualties attributed to Pakistani security forces. UNAMA said airstrikes and ground engagements were the main causes of civilian harm. The casualties included 112 children, of whom 26 were killed and 40 women, including 6 killed. The deadliest incidents were Pakistani airstrikes in Paktia, Paktika and Kunar provinces on June 28, followed by shelling in Kunar in April. Uganda has officially been declared free of Ebola after the country recorded no new cases following the recovery and discharge of the last known patient in mid-June. The outbreak caused by rare Bundi Bugyo strain of the Ebola virus was first confirmed in Uganda after suspected cases crossed the border from neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, DR Congo. According to Ugandan health authorities, the first cases involved Congolese nationals who entered Uganda seeking medical care for an illness that was later identified as Ebola. Health officials said Uganda successfully contained the spread by closely monitoring all identified contacts of Ebola patients. Those contacts were placed under institutional quarantine and completed the required 21-day observation period without any signs of further transmission. In Libya, protesters stormed into a key energy complex near Tripoli amid anti-government demonstrations over prolonged power outages, raising fears of a nationwide blackout. The protesters entered the Melita oil and gas complex yesterday and closed the gas lines used to operate power plants to generate electricity. Protesters are demanding improved electricity services and the resignation of Prime Minister Abdul Hamid Debellia's government of national unity. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. French authorities today ordered 4,000 people to evacuate tourist areas on the Atlantic coast as rising temperatures threaten to reignite a massive wildfire west of Bordeaux. The Gironde fire, which has burned about 420 square kilometers, was stabilized but still not contained. The fire forced 2,20,000 people to evacuate homes and vacation accommodation and injured 93 firefighters. Fire crews continued building fine breaks to stop the blaze from spreading. U.S. President Donald Trump is currently holding a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House, with discussions expected to focus on defense cooperation and strategic ties between the two countries. A report.
Ahead of the talks, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a social media post, said that his primary priorities were strengthening anti-ballistic missile defense capabilities and expanding strategic cooperation with the United States. Following his White House meeting with President Trump, President Zelensky is scheduled to visit the U.S. Capitol later today, where he will hold discussions with senators. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today arrived in Washington ahead of Zelensky's White House meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. This will be the eighth meeting between the two leaders since President Trump was elected for his second term. In his departure statement, the Israeli Prime Minister said that he has met the U.S. President more than any other international leader. He said that both the leaders will discuss all the issues on the agenda, first and foremost, Iran. He added that the goal of the meeting is to safeguard their security and also to expand the circle of peace. He further said that during these complex times, they must act with both great determination and great wisdom. Swati Rakheja for World News.
In Japan, a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck southern Kumamoto Prefecture, knocking out power to thousands of homes, rupturing roads and injuring at least 50 people. Several people were reportedly trapped inside a partially collapsed shopping mall. Japan's disaster management agency said around 3 lakh residents have been advised to evacuate to designated shelters. Several buildings caught fire or partially collapsed, while large cracks appeared on roads, including an elevated highway. Meanwhile, Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi said the government has set up a task force to gather information, assess possible damage and prepare for rescue operations if needed. In shooting, Indian pair of Sonam Uttamaskar and Himanshu Dhillon secured the bronze medal at the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup in Hangzhou, China today. With this, India's medal tally at the tournament has risen to 4, including 1 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze. At the Commonwealth Games, India's Srihari Nataraj qualified for the semi-final of the men's 100 meters backstroke swimming competition at Glasgow in Scotland today. Para swimmers RVVBK Budigina and Ali Imam also qualified for the men's 50-meter freestyle S13 final. Athlete Vishal TK progressed to the semifinals of the men's 400 meters race. Meanwhile, Sajan Prakash's campaign failed to qualify for the semifinals of the men's 50-meter butterfly. India is currently placed at the 8th position in the overall standings with 10 medals including 2 gold, 5 silver and 3 bronze. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 20 people killed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir in firing on protesters. India terms so-called assembly polls in POJK a cosmetic exercise to camouflage illegal occupation. Uganda declared free of Ebola following recovery and discharge of last known patient. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meets US President Donald Trump in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also scheduled to meet with President Trump later today. At ISSF Shooting World Cup, Indian pair of Sonam Uttamaskar and Himanshu Dhillon clinch bronze medal in 10-meter air rifle mixed team event. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.